It may not look like much, but it's all that keeps the North under wraps, I can tell you. The cohort centurion beside him nodded and turned a grim gaze on the fort. He was young, and a few locks of wavy brown hair, which not even a military haircut could disguise, rippled under the rim of his helmet in the light breeze. His brows were sharp-angled and expressive above an almost unnecessarily Roman nose, and the irises of his eyes were a startling amber colour. He regarded his destination with every evidence of distaste. "Not what you're used to, I expect." The decurion of cavalry grinned at him with the friendly malice of the horseman for the foot soldier. "No," Justin said shortly. "Now, my lads," the decurion went on, "they're used to sleeping just about anywhere there's fodder for the horses. Haven't had time to get too fine in their ways. But you won't find it too bad, I expect." "I haven't seen such a piss-poor example of the Emperor's service in my life," Justin said frankly. "And I've been around." They halted outside the fortress gate, and he dismounted, handing his reins over to the cavalryman. "Thank you for the escort and the mount," he said. "I firmly hope I shan't be here when next you pass this way, or I'd invite you to stop in." The decurion of cavalry raised his crop in a friendly salute and wheeled his troop round onto the main road again. Twitching the folds of his cloak into place, it smelled vaguely of horse, he noted, Justin gave his name and business to the sentries at the gate, and they passed him through into the Via Praetoria. Eburacrum Fortress, planted like a rock in the bend of a river, would have made 10 of the quarters which Justin's cohort had shared during his last posting at the African seaport of Hippo Regius. But compared to that legion's home base, the shining modern military city of Lambyses, British Eburacum wore the gaunt-eyed air of a passed-over general. The town, which huddled under its ramparts as close as the intervening river would allow, had been equally unimpressive. A hodgepodge of wine stalls, shops, houses, and dog kennels, cheerfully intermingled with temples to an amazing variety of gods. British, Roman, Greek, Egyptian, native gods, and those adopted by soldiers in every province in the empire. And it was cold. As cold as his old commander had predicted, with a chill that seemed to bite into the bone. A detachment passed him in full marching gear and swung south out of the main gate, auxiliaries and native drafts mostly, with a few legionary troops thrown in, bound, he supposed, for the Emperor's Parthian Wars. He had passed several more on the road north. It was a wonder there were enough troops left to garrison this fort, he thought, as he halted outside the command quarters in the Principia and gave his name to the optio on duty. Above him loomed the great golden eagle of the legion, perched on crossed thunderbolts with its silver wings swept back, above a staff impressive with gilded wreaths of honour. Justin paused to read its number and titles. Legio IX, Hispana, Triumphalis, Macedonica. Legions might be named for the emperor who raised them, like the Third Augusta, or for their prowess, like the Sixth Victrix, or for their country of recruitment. The Ninth Legion Hispana had been born in Spain, a proud legion which had seen distinguished service in Pannonia before it had come to Britain with Claudius Caesar's invasion force. The cold sunlight glinted on the eagle's beak and talons, and it seemed to soar above its disreputable surroundings. Justin saluted it quietly, the incarnation of an ancient service, and felt the gentle tug of the safe, the familiar. The last eagle he had saluted had cast its winged shadow on the hot sands of Africa, but the feeling had been much the same. Centurion Corvus, the optio regarded him impatiently. If you are quite ready now, the legate will see you. Oh, of course. I'm sorry. Justin turned and followed him across the courtyard to the legate's office.